The Upanishads and their philosophical interest. The Upanishads constitute a category of Vedic literature that has grown considerably over the centuries. A list made around AD 1400 already named 52 of them. Many more have appeared since then. The earliest ones are affiliated to particular samhitas. Most of the later ones are not so linked to any particular samhita and are, strictly speaking, not part of the Vedas. Customarily, they are regarded as sectarian Upanishads. The most important Upanishads of the former category are the early ones, and of these, only 13 are regarded commonly as the major ones. They were composed between 900 and 600 BC. All of them are included in the present volume. As a constituent part of the Vedas, these Upanishads are also sacred books. They belong to Shruti, or revealed literature. Since they are the concluding part of the Vedas, they are also called Vedanta, or that with which the Vedas end. Upanishads are purely philosophical works and can be said to be mankind's oldest philosophical compositions, preceding the beginnings of Greek philosophy. The metaphysical concern in them is with the knowledge of the ultimate reality and of man's relationship with it. This ontological exploration constitutes the Vedanta philosophy, which indeed marks the culmination of a tradition of speculative thought that had first found expression in the earliest of the Samhitas, the Rig Veda Samhita, more than 4,000 years ago. The starting point of the development of Upanishadic inquiry is a problem that had presented itself to the early Vedic thinkers in the form of a few primary questions. What is the world rooted in? From what does the endless variety of things that constitute the universe proceed? How may we know this supreme reality, hidden as it is to our senses, but which nevertheless encompasses and pervades everything that our senses perceive? How are we related to this ultimate reality? The Upanishads use a linguistically appropriate word to denote this reality: Brahman. Footnote: the word Brahman should not be confused with some others, such as Brahma, which is a lesser entity intermediating between Brahman and the universe as explained later, or Brahmana, which is a category of Vedic treatise, and b, a designation of a social stratum which carries the highest esteem in society. End of footnote. The word is derived from the root brih, which means to grow, to burst forth, to expand, suggesting that which is eternal and which grows ceaselessly. It is often also personified as the one or the person, and sometimes as the word, vach, the sacred utterance or incantation such as om or aum. It is the highest reality in the sense that it is that through which, if it is known, everything else becomes known. Thus, Vedanta, which represents the culmination of Vedic knowledge, is synonymous with the knowledge of Brahman, Brahman Vidya. The wish to know the Brahman implies that we already know it in some ways and to some extent. Had it not been so, we would not wish to know it. If we succeed in knowing the Brahman, it is because the Brahman knows itself in us. The journey from this incipient intimation to clear illumination is what constitutes spiritual progress. The terminal point of such a spiritual experience is the realization of the unity of the individual self, Atman, with the Supreme Self, Paramatman or Brahman. The Brahman is the changeless essence which upholds the universe and also indwells the human spirit. This identification of the Brahman, Supreme Self, with Atman, individual self, is a basic premise of the Upanishads. and the ways through which this unity can be realized, the central concern of its teaching. Thus, as one passes from the Vedic hymns to the Upanishads, the interest shifts from the objective to the subjective. The contemplation and wistful expression of wonder about the outside world, such as in the Rig Veda Samhita, gives way to meditation on the significance of the self. The human self emerges as the clue to the knowledge of the whole reality. The reality of the vast universe is there in the minutest depths of the self, the Atman. The Upanishads strive to describe the intricacies of this inward journey to infinity and eternity in various ways and through various analogies. The goal of this inner ascent is to gain the knowledge of the ultimate reality. Brahman is the truth, and it is within us. The different divinities or powers that are eulogized in the Vedic hymns are all within us. This renders the Vedic sacrifices and the rituals for invoking them somewhat redundant, even meaningless. The path to the highest end is not through karma or the ritual works, but through the knowledge or jnana of the self. This is self-realization, the realization of the unity of Atman and Paramatman. Indeed, the true sacrifice is then the abandonment of the ego, aham, which keeps the self wrapped up in ignorance and attached purely to the world of sensory experience.